Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, let's rip. Cata B, Miss Smith and Envy. For little 9, y'all. Yeah, check this out. Yeah, Triceptus Studio. Check it. Yeah, yeah. Yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love. I saw you walking by, looking all upset. That was a cue for me, just the end of the set. To take you from your low, bring you to your high. Tell you positive things like how you so fly. After the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your 9. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wise. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant hard on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me, sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. Ooh, I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help the stare. Living like Liberace with rockets to spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do this now, don't waste no time.
Shelly Nunchuck Show with my little furball co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty and Rocky Balboa Kitty. Good kitties. Yes, I know. It's supposed to be night-night time, but I had technical difficulties, and I'm like in the twilight zone right now because I am not going to know what to expect right now because I usually do my show a lot sooner than this. So if you hear a big thump, it could be my head hitting off the computer here, and like most everyone else, I work a full-time job and doing everything else. I skipped my whole workout and trying to, study to become a certified fitness trainer. No, I didn't even make coffee. I'm going to fall over and I'm like, it's so time for bed. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I am so super pumped. I just love my guest tonight that's going to be coming on my show. I'm so super pumped. I'm going to pee my pants. That's how excited I am. I just cannot wait for my brother, Crosby Tatum, to call in. He'll be calling in a few minutes. I just wanted to make an announcement about a couple of things here. One is I'm actually raising funds for a museum, and I've been getting people on my show, not just in the indie world, but also out in California in the stunt community in Hollywood. And this is something that I've been part of, and I'm actually on the one of the board members on Falling for the Stars, a nonprofit organization for the Hollywood Stuntman Hall of Fame. And you can actually look this up. And I've had the official founder, CEO John Hagner, as a guest. And this is about the museum. About the museum, hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canutt, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rendell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema, a collection that outranks those that are located at the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection had taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costumes, weapons, stunts equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, films, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and began a nonprofit organization in 1984, dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt professions and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home and needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Cane Creek Boulevard. And it's 81 West Kane Creek, C-R-E-E-K Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M-O-A-B, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. He lives in Utah, so remember that time zone, Utah time zone. Okay, keep that in mind. Email address is johnhagner@hotmail.com, johnhagner@hotmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click on Falling for Stars, then as Artist of the Stars and Stunt Stars and Legends. And there's many, many people that are going to be inducted into this Hall of Fame. And it's not just for the past 65 years, but it's for the present and future community. So I've been trying to raise funds for this, and I've been doing it for over a year, and as of right now, haven't raised a cent. But it's something that I think is worthwhile, because for people that I've looked up to my whole life, you know, I've been into, anyone that knows me, Shelly knows this, I love Jackie Chan, I love, like, Bruce Lee, the whole stunt community. And there's so many people that I would like to see, you know, get them on my show. I mean, granted, I mean, rest in peace, I'll never be able to get people like Bruce Lee or Brandon Lee, but there are people that I am really hoping, you know, to, you know, hopefully be able to get on my show. I'm working on it, you know, and maybe hopefully work my way up, because I would love to have someone like Tom Cruise on my show, because, you know, with me, ninjas and samurais, I'd be bugging Tom Cruise, well, not in a bad way, I'd be asking him how his experience was working on The Last Samurai, because it actually is one of my favorite films. And, oh, it looks like there is a caller in queue, and I do ask people that when they're calling in tonight, I know it's a late show and it can be a little crazy, please be respectful, because I will disconnect the calls right away. I do not have my show as a three-ring circus. I will not allow swearing or derogatory names or anything on my show. So fair warning, anybody that disrespects my guest tonight, I will totally hang up on you. So keep that in mind. Give me one moment. I'm going to bring this caller in on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Mr. Hits Crosby.
Wait, this isn't the right number. It's not the number you gave me.
I apologize. You know, like I said, we are doing this on a whiff right now. We're hanging on the kneel of a prayer. Not normally the amount of time that we're actually calling from, but like I said, everything is pretty much off script right at this particular point. It's all guns loaded. Shelly Nunchucks, how you doing? It's Crosby Tatum. Tricep to studio.
I'm doing fine. I'm just like, I'm praying, going, oh, please, do not let me hit my head off the computer live on the ear. It would be funny because, you know, doing a little bit stunts in there, and I'm like thinking, I'm so excited, my little brother Crosby's going to be on my show, and it's like, you help kickstarting me to get more guests on my show, so thank you, and welcome, and what have you been up to? I mean, you know, last time we're talking about surprise, and so many things, but I've been, what's the correct word, perv in your profile, is that the correct word when you're looking at someone's Facebook page and you don't comment something, isn't it called perv in your profile, but I've been looking at your profile and you've been doing so much, so like, what's been going on since surprise?
Oh my goodness, it's been a whirlwind of just excitement. I've been dividing a lot of my time now between Boston and Chicago, Illinois right now. And before I can say anything right now, you know, I want to give a little shout out to all my entire Chicago family out there. Chi-Town, what's up? How y'all doing? Hope y'all are well. Hope y'all are fine. Since they're actually listening at 10:10 p.m. Central Standard Time. So they're not on the East Coast. They're not on that.
It's just late.
But,
it's just like one of those things. I just want to say thank you, Crosby, you know, for bearing with me, because I really did not expect the show to be this way. But it was like, I think there was some gremlins last night. I think someone fed the Mogwai after midnight, got into whatever tech problems there is, and it says, well, the show must go on. So thank you so much for your patience.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's always the gremlins. What can we say about the gremlins? They're always trying to mess something up as usual. But like I said, we ever since the release party of Surprise, which let me say it is in stores nationwide. It is on Amazon, it is in Best Buy, and it is in Walmart. And honestly, if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, and if you're looking for the perfect holiday movie, I suggest you get it right now. It's on Amazon. I think there's only two DVDs left on Amazon.com, so I think you better pick that up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I gotta still watch it. And, you know, I was like, I feel so bad I couldn't get down there. And I'm like, you know, especially where, you know, you doing your own little bit of stunts in there. I was like, oh, little brother, proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm still feeling the effects of it even to this day. That was over 2 years ago around this time. Now, literally, now I can't believe I'm saying that. That was 2 years ago around this time that we did our own stunts for that movie.
Wow. Well, can you tell people a little bit about the plot? You know, just give us a refresher about the story.
Well, for those who don't know, what Surprise is my first directed, produced, written feature film. It is about the story of Crosby Tyler, a smart but socially underconfident college student who tricks his womanizing best friend into dating a girl from the internet to save his grades and his scholarship. It is a very fun, eclectic feature film starring Jay Holland, by the name of J.O. City, J.D. Ashiel, and Candace Cummings, with Lady O, Opal Thompson, and also Allison Walker. It is executive produced by Christopher Nolan, and the movie is in stores nationwide. See it. You won't regret it. Trust me. It is actually rated 4.5 out of 5 stars with 5 reviews on Amazon. That's saying something.
That is awesome. And I saw you doing a little video, because I think you had it. Was it in Walmart before? You were running in some store and you were like, you do crazy things. And I'm like, see, this is why I know we are related, because you do really crazy little videos and you were running around and I was like, is this going to be on the Walmart site? You know how it's like they have the Walmart site where people dress really crazy and it's the Walmart site. It says, you're going to end up on the Walmart site running around crazy. Is it Walmart? That's the store, right?
Yeah, it's actually Walmart.com, and we're actually talking possibly February. We're hoping that we can get into the physical store itself, but for the fact that we were on Walmart.com, which was actually it blew my mind first and foremost, and actually what even blew my mind even more so was when one of my friends actually tried to purchase a movie on Walmart, and it said, sorry, but we're sold out on Walmart.com.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, no way. We did not sell out Walmart. You're kidding me. You're kidding me. We sold out Walmart.com. And I still got that landmark on the Surprise Facebook page, Facebook.com/surprisethemovie. But, yeah, we sold out on Walmart.com. And
wow,
like I said.
Well, what are people going to do when you're out of DVDs? I mean, are you going to make more? Or are you thinking of streaming it or something? Or
The movie actually is available for streaming on Vudu.com, V-U-D-U.com. You guys can actually purchase the movie. I think it's, I believe, $2.99 for rental and $8.99 just to keep. So you can actually stream it online at Vudu.com. And hopefully it'll be on Amazon, Amazon Instant Video, and also other, streaming websites very soon. But for right now, please, we just ask people to just buy the DVD, get it, support it, and just get it on Amazon, Best Buy, Walmart, also Barnes & Noble, Movie Stop, Sears. It's everywhere.
Whoa. You know, with the quality of the film, when I was looking at it, I'm just surprised it's not on Netflix, to see it on Netflix, because I've watched some crazy films on Netflix, and the film that you did, Surprise Supplies, has it's better quality. Like, I saw some that was like, how did this get on Netflix? And you have, from what I'm getting with Netflix, it has to have some sort of distribution or something. I don't know the whole thing. I'm not, know about distribution. But with your film, the way it's going, I'm just surprised that Surprise Surprise is not on Netflix. Do you think they would go towards that way, or?
Well, here's the thing is, as you know, Surprise Surprise signed distribution with Maverick Entertainment back in 2013, and we've been planning a year for our release, and pretty much, we were caught in the footholds of where our film was going to be placed at, and it's just one of those things that saying eventually it might show up on Netflix, who knows, but it's something that I know I'm very just proud of the fact that we definitely have it out there, and we're just very glad that the movie's out, it's playing, and people are responding and loving it.
It's a really good story, a plot, because from what you've told me before, and it can tell people that are listening, it seems to be part of your life, part of your heart. That's kind of evolved in your own life. And can you tell people where you got the idea from?
Well, really the idea of Surprise Surprise came from a conversation between me and my best friend, Jacqueline Holland, who we call Laz. What's up, Laz? And he came up with the idea of the movie based on situations I've been through with online dating. I used to date online because I was so shy to talk to women because I felt unattractive that, every time I get rejected, I would take it hard with women because I always felt like, well, I'm not good enough for that person, I still think I would like to be with that person, but I still feel unattractive. And I personally just, for what the story that Laz gave me, I just decided to write a script about it based on some pointers he put out. And then we made the script. Took a couple of years to, put it together, edit it, traveled the entire world, and met very interesting people from New York to L.A. to Philadelphia to Chicago to, here in Boston for the most part. And honestly speaking, the best thing I can remember of all of this is just the journey of just trying to get it made and the journey of just really, really delving into pushing and grinding and just the battles that you fight and the things that you go through just to make a movie. I mean, honestly, I understand now more than ever what it means to make a movie, and to really say, hey, I'm a filmmaker. And that was because I stepped out and just said, hey, I need to make this movie. I need to make Surprise Surprise. Otherwise, I'm not going to go forth with anything in my life.
Yeah. Well, you did it, and I'm really proud of you. And like I said, I'm going to watch it. If I can stream it, I would definitely love to watch it because, we all struggle, and I was like, I don't have TV, and my DVD's broken on the computer. So if I can stream it, I will definitely watch it. It's just something that I want to see.
You can stream it right now if you want that. You could do it right now. Vudu.com, search for Surprise Surprise. Boom. Rent it right there, online, on your computer. You got it.
I'm going to have to do that. I got to do my film of the week, my pick of the week, and I usually have Fridays and Sundays off. So if during the day, maybe Friday or Sunday, I says that'll be my film of the day, because it's good to watch other filmmakers and, you know, indie films. And I support, you know, especially my Boston people. I miss you guys so much. I can't even tell. It's I'm up here in the North Pole. I think there's polar bears and penguins running around up here. And, you know, I look back on our timeline and going back, I met you guys back in like 2008. And I just knew. I says, there's something about Crosby. And when I saw when you had a website and you were videotaping yourself and talking about yourself, I says, there's something special about this guy. And when I went to audition, and it was kind of like, I says, these guys are great. And when you just told me that you were shy, and I'm like, when were you shy? You were never shy. Ever since I've known you, you are very outgoing, and you're very, you just stand out because you have this energy, this very glowing energy. I was like, man, he could be like a little brother of mine. And that's where I kept thinking, you're my little brother. I'm going to adopt you. So
don't be putting me in a box or anything. That's just not cool.
No, I'm just saying it's just some of the things. It's like you're just like very creative. And the times we've got to hang around, the times back in Boston, I've never forgot the hen house, sneaking into a movie with a bunch of people, and we won't go into detail.
By the way, what was the movie that we snuck into we had the real fest where we premiered our movie? By the way, shout out to Rod Weber. What's up? What was the movie that we saw?
Was it Hangover?
Yes, it was the first Hangover.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I'm going with a bunch of guys now. Most of the guys are my friends, so I'm used to guys anyway and stuff. So we go in there, and I'm like, and a lot of men things hanging around. And I'm like, what? I was like, I couldn't stop laughing. I'm going, what am I doing? And I was like, it's just, the film was off the wall. And I'm like, man, if they can make a film like this, Crosby, I'm telling you, I could feel it. I could just see you in a big, huge, like a really, really big film, even bigger than Surprise, Surprise. And that film, I just know, is really a hit. But I can just see you in the future because you're still young, and I can see you so much. It's just like, I mean, I don't know if I can explain it, but you just have this inside of you. When I see you writing on your Facebook wall how passionate you are and how caring you are and how many people, how you've been going forward, like I said, I've been watching you. And even though I haven't commented, I'm like, I'm proud of you. And so, like, what else has been, you know, since Surprise, Surprise, what else has been going on?
Well, believe it or not, after I shot and made Surprise, Surprise, basically a lot of unique things started happening after that. And one of the things that started happening – no, they're very excellent. And honestly, it still blows my mind to this day how all this has occurred. And basically it was the fact that Christopher Nolan, who is very, very respected, very, unique individual out in Chicago, Illinois, who's a very big producer director out there. He brought me along to edit two of his next movies after we premiered Surprise, Surprise in Cambridge in 2013. One of them was Four Seasons. And next thing you know, I'm in a room and I'm hanging out with Robin Givens from Boomerang. I'm hanging out with Mel Jackson from Soul Food. And then I'm hanging with Christian Keys, you know, from one of Tyler Perry's plays, and Keith Robinson from Dreamgirls. And I'm saying to myself, huh? Wait, what? No way. And keep in mind, this is basically my second time only going to Chicago, which, you know, I've been introduced to a lot of things out in Chicago, including Harold's Fried Chicken, Uncle Remus, Charmaine Rickett, How Are You Doing, Love? That's right, North Side, boom. You know, and I'm starting to actually get a better understanding of how I actually picture Chicago as like a smaller version of New York and Boston, but a New York feel to it, and very prideful people out there. And you know, I would go there, and basically I decided that, okay, Kraz, you made Surprise, Surprise. Now you need to learn from Christopher Nolan how to really make a movie. And first time I step on set with Chris and seeing everyone working, seeing who's involved, the people and everything, and I'm saying to myself, this is how it's supposed to be. this is how a professional production is supposed to be. And so I just said, okay, you don't know everything, Crosby. Time for you to go back under the learning tree. So basically I decided, okay, I'm just going to, you know, help produce and edit Chris's movies. And the first chance I got was 72 Hours, which stars Tim and Kyle Durrett, Harry Lennox, Erica Hubbard, Terry J. Wan, Brian Hooks, Braylee Evans, Chyna Lane, Thea Kamara, Christopher Nolan, Cinda Williams, Tanji Miller, and a host of other names that are really, really, really impressive. And these guys are really killing it with that movie. And I was very proud to co-produce, like, be there from the inception of the script to scheduling the entire days and just putting the entire movie, together from editing here in Boston to, have me and Chris Skyping, making sure that we got we got every single cut, we did it. And then next thing you know, selling out two nights in the Chicago Ice Theater in Chicago, which was like, wow, we sold out two theaters. We sold out theater in two nights. That's pretty cool. And you pretty much constructively put that whole thing together. So I was just like, I was actually doing my little Diddy dance. I was doing get it. So, literally, I like to say that taking a step back and just, working on Chris Nolan's projects really helped me to have a better grasp and understanding of how to take a project, construct it, just schedule it, and just get the people that you need to make the movie happen, from the talent to the key department heads. And from there, you get the crew, and then, come the time that you're going to make the movie, all the work is done. You just got to go shoot the thing. And that's been such a blessing, to be honest with you, because I was fortunate, he chose me to be in such a position to make to be a part of a part of his family, to be a part of his team, and he's a part of our team here in Boston. So that's a very big blessing, and I'm very honored to work with such a great man, and I respect him a lot, love him a lot.
Yeah, he's he's also, I think I friended him or something, and he always has these interesting conversation on his walls. Like, he posts, these questions or sometimes something from his inbox, and I go, oh, here we go, this is good. And I sit back and I grab my popcorn, and I'm, reading the comments. I'm kind of like, I'm like, whoa! He really gets people going and people thinking. I'm like, uh-oh.
It's high drama. For instance, I'll actually play, we actually had the Chris Nolan challenge a couple of weeks ago, and he's like, ladies, if your wife was talking in this way, how do you feel about that? Truth, brother. Yeah, and he's talking in this big, huffy voice, and I'm saying to myself, okay, no problem, man. Rock on. We joke and we play around, and a lot of the people, they'll definitely, get along. And, like I said, Chris, like myself, Chris, he engages his audience, and he really asks pertinent questions, and, like I said, it's nothing but drama. It's theater, and you got to love it, number one.
Yeah.
So,
I have this habit of wanting to call him Batman, because you know how Christopher Nolan, there's another Christopher Nolan out there, and he does Batman, and every time I see Christopher Nolan, what comes to my mind is Batman, because you know how the other Christopher Nolan is totally different spelling, and me with all the extra stuff, I didn't think of that, and I'm like, no, don't think like that, Shelly, he's totally different, but
We all wish he was the Batman Christopher Nolan, because we'd be getting some of that money, that Christopher Nolan money right now.
Well, that's a coming time. You guys are really working hard. You guys are doing stuff all the time. And so what, the 72 Hours, that was the name of the film, right? The 72 Hours film?
Yes. Yes,
what
that's the name
about?
Of the film.
Can you tell us a little bit of the plot?
Well, the plot of 72 Hours is Cleavon Von Burkett is a successful celebrity chef who's married to a wife, his wife, who's beautiful, named Lene, who's played by Erica Hubbard from BET's Let's Stay Together. And so what happens is Cleavon, who used to be a womanizer, suffers a heart attack in which he comes face to face with God, who is Harry Lennox from NBC's The Blacklist. And God commands Vaughn to make amends with all the women that he has wronged in the past, otherwise he is going to die.
Oh.
And believe you me, there's a lot of women.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if he gets smacked around a little bit, because if he's trying to make amends, women will get mad, you know? want revenge.
And it gets crazy and all this other stuff. And honestly, if you guys want to know more about 72 Hours, just check out the website, 72HoursMovie.com, and also find it on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, 72 Hours Movie. There's going to be a lot of big news coming out regarding the movie. And believe it or not, there's actually going to be news about the music video for 72 Hours. I was actually fortunate to direct out in Chicago, which I'm very happy about, with an artist by the name of Kevin Taj Zay, with his music, which I think you have on cue over there, don't you?
I'm going to play that. I do have a caller, so I'm going to take this caller, see where this goes from there, and I'm going to play that song. What was the name of the song? It was, what was it? Is it called All My Time? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
It's called All
okay,
My Time,
cool.
And yeah.
Okay. I'm going to grab this caller, and then we'll play the song after that. So give me
please.
One.
Oh, we got callers. Okay, this is a party.
Yeah, okay,
party.
We got a caller. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Lynn, and I just wanted to call and say that I did see the movie 72 Hours, and it was so awesome, so I wanted to
thanks.
Congratulate you, Crosby, Christopher Nolan, and the whole team. You guys did a great job. I was really impressed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. That's so awesome. What did you really thought of everything with the movie?
It was great. It was really good. It was so good.
And what did you actually take from it once you saw it?
I was really impressed by the acting and the music, and it just had a really good positive message. So I really enjoyed it.
Okay, Lynn, thank you very much for your comments. It really means a lot for everyone, especially
you're
for
welcome.
Chris, and also for the entire production staff. We all put a lot of hard work into it, and you know, I know for a fact once it comes out, you're going to really enjoy it. Even more so, with other special goodies.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you
Lynn.
For calling, and you have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Okay, Crosby, we're going to take a little break, and I'm going to play All My Time and How I See. I'm sorry that I try to pronounce things as best I can, but I can't get away from the Boston accent. So what is the artist's name that's singing All My Time?
Well, the artist's name, his name is Kevin Taje. Tajay.
Yeah,
pronounced Tajay.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And actually, can I give him a little introduction here? Here, ladies and gentlemen, we have the soulful sounds of Kevin Tajay, produced by Ron Love and Monarch Productions. And his song is called All My Time. Play that record.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Love, not the car, that is all.
Very sweet, Crosby. Very, very sweet. Crosby, I'm still connected. Wait a minute. Is he calling back in? He's okay. I have him in one number in the queue here. What's going on here? Hold on. Hello, Crosby?
Yes, it is me, indeed.
This is really strange because you're already in queue. And now you're in queue again. And I'm like, how is this happening?
Well, I have secret magical powers that it frazzles the mind and everything. I have powers that it just it takes hold of everything that is going around in the world.
Oh, man.
But
did you
eat
some sugar
yeah.
before you came on the show?
No, actually, what I did was basically, you know, I just ran around for a mile, did like 10 push-ups and burpees and, you know, ate a plate of, you know saying, eat a plate of pork, but otherwise I'm good. But actually, no, pork kills. So actually, it was like chicken. Maybe it was something. It was definitely meaty, and it was definitely enjoyable, and it was definitely fun, and honestly, I love it. But, no, actually, I'm very excited. But, yay.
I'd be excited if I was you, too. That was an awesome song. We need more music like that, and if you know artists, because I'm trying to, you know, I've done over about 213 shows, and I've been on the air for 2.5 years, and I like having very inspirational people. And the thing that I'm trying to do, Crosby, also is to do a little of another upgrade of a show in California where I can do it here in Maine, because I contacted these people, and it's a talk show, but it's out in California. And that would be a next step up to actually be on not just Blog Talk Radio, but out there. And I would love to get people. I love people's music, but because the way radio shows are, you understand, I got to get people's permission. There's so much music out there, and I try to get a hold of people. But this song was really nice. Like, do you remember, like, Boys to Men? Do you remember, like, back in the 90s and stuff? And it had that beautiful, I don't know if you want to say a cappella. I mean, I'm not a singer or nothing, but do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. You know, no, like it's definitely, you know, the it's basically beautiful rhythms and songs that, you know, that really had great ranges of vocals and, you know, had it carried powerful message of love and, you know, respect and passion and all this stuff. No, I totally get what you're saying with that, and we actually need more music like that in the community because, you know, I know everyone and everyone is you know, drinking and doing all this stuff, and you know, I think we definitely need more songs and more actions like that.
Yeah,
so
I would love to, you know, Crosby, if you know people and stuff, music like that. And it's like, if I can get you know, upgraded where if I get sponsors or commercial stuff to raise money to do my show, you know, in California, it's something that I could get more music, you know, played and stuff. I you know, I could do it on this show and that show out in California. You got a party
going on
over there? What's going on?
Oh, we got Sam, we got Storm, we got everything going on right now. You know, when you're producing and when you're directing, you know, you go through so many different things and you go so many different places. So, you know, I'm all over the place. What can I say? But,
yeah.
I mean, I'm I'm the type of guy that when I go and when I travel, it doesn't matter sometimes how I travel. It just matters the journey, what you do just to get there. For instance, when we shot the music video for that song that you just heard, All My Time, there's actually a music video, and we're just in the finishing stages of putting it together. Basically, you know, I took an Amtrak train from Boston to Chicago.
Oh.
And let me tell you, that's a very interesting trip, to say
Why?
The least.
Why? Something good happened on the train?
Let's just say a lot of bad happened. A lot of, if I would have known this, I would have drove to Chicago.
Why?
Not knocking Amtrak because Amtrak is great when you travel into, like, you know, let's say, you know, New York or D.C. or, you know, if you're going to Maine, you know. But
why,
a long
what
trip like
say?
That, I think I'm better off flying.
Okay.
No disrespect to Amtrak. Actually, let me just keep it real. Fix the Lakeshore Limited. Make it run the time that it's supposed to run. Thank you. That is
oh,
all.
Oh, no. Do they have you stuck somewhere? Or?
Oh, my gosh. I was stuck in Erie, Pennsylvania to Albany, New York. I had to have my mom pick me up at 1 o'clock at South Station because the train was late coming in.
Oh, man.
And
oh.
it was the worst thing I could possibly think of. I actually thought it would be a better journey if I did take the train, but obviously that wasn't the case. I didn't know you could have drunks on the train. I didn't know that, but you know, it is what it is.
Oh no, don't. Oh man, I hope no one got sick or anything on the train.
I wouldn't say that, but it was interesting. Let me tell you.
What, did someone drop their pants and just go there on the train or something? The bathroom.
I thought they had bathrooms
on the train.
No, they got bathrooms. You know what I'm saying? Their amenities are there. They got a dining cart for the amount of time that's there. But let's just say I had a very unpleasant experience traveling on Amtrak. And from this point forward, if I'm going anything farther than 6 hours, you know, from my car, I will be traveling on Amtrak. I mean, I'll travel on a plane, not on Amtrak.
I do have a question to ask you, since that now it's like you have some experience, maybe you can give me some tips on something, and it has something to do with what we're doing. Now, you know, and everything is about money or whatever. Now, I'm looking to do a short, and it's, you know, I think I might have told you about the thing called The Dishwasher. It's 6 pages. I wrote it quite a while ago. I have an executive producer that's $500 budget, and I'm trying to get a film company. The original person, I can't get a hold of the person who stepped up and said they wanted to film it. So that person, I was like, I wanted to be honorable, saying, okay, I want this person to film it. Can't get a hold of the person. I says, okay, get to move on. And it's a short film. There's no investment. I mean, how do you get someone to like film? It's just a short film. But, you know, it's action, it's comedy. I mean, there's so many places I could release it. There's so many film festivals and overseas. But it seems like no one's really interested in filming it. I mean, film equipment costs money, even though things are different. Everything's digital. But how could I get someone to film just a very short film? It would have, like, a fight scene. But everybody has their own projects. Everyone's busy. So how did – you know what I'm saying? Can you give me tips on what to do?
Well – a lot of people, you know, in the film game, they go through this, and I've gone through it before, so I understand completely how you feel, and you're eager, you're ambitious, and you want to make a great movie, but there's no resources. This is pretty much where networking comes into play, where you want to just, you know, meet enough people or the people who you think that you can, you know, really partner with to do your project. First and foremost, what is the goal of your movie? what is the goal that you're looking for with the dishwasher? Are you looking to get it produced by a production company? Are you looking to star in the movie? Are you looking to do this or that? What is your goal? You have to establish your goal for your movie project. Because if you don't know what the goal is, how can you make the project happen without the goal?
Yeah.
Secondly, once you establish the goal, who is going to make the, you know what I'm saying? How are you going to basically get the steps to go to the goal? If filmmaking is nothing more than just setting a date, setting your goals, and just executing them, achieving milestone after milestone. And if you don't reach those milestones, always have a backup plan to reach those milestones. It's really as simple as that. It's working on a timetable and just sticking to the timetable. Because a lot of people, when things don't happen, it's because you don't stick to your timetable. And when you stick to your timetable, you become more ambitious. You become more sharper mentally, physically, and you just go for it. You know, there's so many people who have so many tips and there's so many things. The only thing I could say what works for myself is if I'm writing a script, I'm saying to myself, okay, here's my date when I want to produce this movie. I want to take this movie to a festival. Cool. Here's 6 pages out of the script I wrote. Let me break down what we're going to do for those days of the scripts. Then I'll take it to, once the script is done, once I feel it's strong enough, let me find a couple of actors to play in this movie. Then let me find a director at the same time and a producer who believes in the script, who believes in the project, that they can get behind that, and then we can just all go forward and we can make this thing happen.
Yeah.
Basically, the first step is you. That's the first step. The first step is you. You have to be willing to put in the amount of work before you can think about raising money, before you can think of anything. And this is actually a tip I want to give to any filmmakers that are out there. And this is something that I know works, and I know it definitely, you know, say works for myself or a Chris or a Mark Harris or practically anybody that's producing movies. First step is you get your script, you write it, you finalize it, you put it all together. Next thing you do, you schedule it, and then you get your talent all together. The people who you know is going to fit well with that project. And then go to the races. Once you get all the big pieces in place, then next thing you know, everything else falls into place.
Yeah, okay. I'll actually
have a lot more to talk about. You know, we're probably going to start doing a blog, or we're actually probably going to do a film series later next year when it comes to just producing tips on the Triceptus Studios website at triceptus.com. So people can, you know, we're actually, you know, get the light track of a project, how to take your project from, you know, the inception to where, you know, saying to where you're at a film festival and it's premiering and you're happy and you're on a red carpet and you're doing as many parties as you could possibly think. So that is that's something that, you know, we want to do. And actually that brings me to a point of what we want to do with Triceptus Studios, because we're doing a big revamp of the entire studio right now.
So it's going to take a little while, like, to update your website and everything?
Right now, our website is partially updated as we speak. And, I really want Triceptus Studios to reflect our stance as a not just a production company that makes movies, but we want to be a resource. We want to be a resource to you know, the filmmaking community, to really get movies and projects made. And also basically, you know, really, we want to see people be successful, because now I feel like I'm at a point now where I am truly getting to a point where I'm about to be more successful than I ever thought.
And it's just been such a blessing, to be honest with you.
Well, you shouldn't be surprised. You're hardworking. Like I said, I've seen this. Like when I first had met you, you know, back so many years ago, it's just you have that inside of you. You have that indomitable spirit, that energy, and you still have it, and it's almost midnight. It's like, yeah, you have that energy, and you're kind of like, I remember you were doing some sort of wrestling thing, and you're like screaming like at the top of your lungs. I forget what it was, and I'm like, yep, he's got something. Because another thing is you got to be kind of nuts to be in the business, because no normal person is going to keep doing, like when you're acting and you have to do something over and over and over and over again. And people, you know, like when people comment, well, I can do that as much as anybody else, when they're talking about like big name actors and stuff. But when you're really seriously doing a film, if you don't have patience to do something over and over and over again, you wouldn't want to act. You know what I'm saying? You're doing all this stuff. You have this stuff that keeps going and going and going. You're like the Energizer Bunny. Maybe not a bunny, so I'm not to be insulting, but you have this energy that, you know, really keeps you going. And, like, speaking of energy and stuff, what do you got going on? Can you tell us about any of your future projects or anything that you're working on now?
Yes, and actually this is the big announcement. I am about to dump onto everyone right now with Tricepta Studios. It's been a little ways in the making, but I'm actually here on the Shelly Nunchucks program as the executive producer, founder of Tricepta Studios. I'm here to announce that we are going to go into production. We're going to actually begin pre-production of our next feature film, entitled Confused by Love.
Oh, wow. Are you going to be acting in it? Are you going to be directing?
No,
what are you doing in it?
I am going to be producing and directing this feature film. It's going to be starring some new faces in the new realm. This is going to be a unique production. The story is about a secluded writer who is married to a socialite wife who invites his best friend and his former ex-girlfriend to stay with him for 5 days to save his house from being from getting foreclosed.
It sounds like it's going to be a little interesting in there, like conflict.
There's going to be some unique conflicts. You could think of this movie as in the vein of like a movie like Have Plenty or any other one location films that have been released in the past. And it's I'm very excited about this script, and you know, we're really starting to get people involved with the script. We're already talking to a number of actors who we feel could play the roles, and you'll be hearing more about this on the Tricepta's website at tricepta.com. And we really, you know, hope we should be in production possibly this spring or late winter into spring. We will keep everyone posted through our newsletter. You guys can sign up on our newsletter at tricepta.com or on our Facebook page at Tricepta Studios, facebook.com/Tricepta Studios, TRICEPTUS Studios. And please just come log in. And you can also follow me on Twitter at CrosbyT123 if you guys want more information. And yeah, Confused by Love is the next feature film to be produced by Tricepta Studios. And we are actually going to be editing and help co-producing Christopher Nolan's next project called Christopher Nolan's Zodiac Sign.
What kind of film is that?
It's going to be a very unique comedy. It's about a woman who decides to find love by the zodiac sign of men.
What is that noise?
Mom, I'm doing a radio interview.
Mom's there? Is she
yes,
telling
my
you to go to bed?
Mom, say hello to the entire worldwide radio audience that has just... sorry, did I scare you, Mom? I apologize. Sorry.
Hi, Mom.
It's okay.
you know, since you're on here, hello to the entire worldwide radio audience as your son is speaking to everyone.
Hello, everyone. Happy to hear from you. Hope you're listening and all that stuff, and God bless you all. Amen.
Oh, God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mom.
Thank you. I will try.
Okay.
Yeah, I will try. But thank you so much.
Okay, you have a pleasant night.
Thank you. Do the same.
Okay.
Right. That was Mama Tatum on the Shelly Nunchuck radio show, which will be also replayed online.
Yeah, anybody can listen to the show. So, Crosby, anything else you got to let us know? It's midnight now, and I know that I'm going to have you back on the show, and hopefully I know next time there won't be any gremlins. I'm going to get the gremlins out of the system.
Oh, yeah. So,
anything?
No problem.
You have anything else you want to say or any shout-outs or anything? I know you got shout-outs. I know you do.
There's a lot of shout-outs, you know, that I want to give for the next 2 minutes that we got. I want to give a real big shout-out to the Boston crew with Jay Holland, J.O. City, with Opal Thompson, with, you know, the entire cast of crew. Surprise, surprise. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be where we're at today. And also for the entire Hollywood East actors group, the entire Hollywood East production crew, from your Wes Williams to your Erica Derrickson to your Tali Clemens to your Colleen Foraine and Caroline, and also Kristen Lucas, Respect to Hustle out in Worcester. You know, got to give a shout out to you. Want to give a shout out to the New York crew. Y'all know who y'all be. And also the Chicago family. Christopher Nolan, Tressa Epps, Natasha Parker, Mark Harris, also Kevin Tajay with Ron Love, and pretty much everyone that I know that you see me. I know your names. I will shout you out later on my Facebook page. Y'all know who y'all are. Also, my crew out in L.A., what's up in Sunshine State? Hope y'all doing well. And, you know, I just want to say thank you to everyone who has supported Tricep Studios in the past. And 2015 is going to be a big year for this studio. And we just want to say thank you and God bless to each and every one of you guys. We're going to really rock out. Make sure you guys have a great holiday. Stay safe. And, yeah, we love you guys all. That's it.
Well,
I got more,
you,
but
Crosby.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, and I'm going to have you back on the show. And to end the show, can you introduce the next song, the very last song that I uploaded, the other new song for the show tonight?
Yes, and what way to close the show off with a song that me and Jay Holland, Dale City, we recorded for the intro to Surprise, Surprise. It is called That Girl.
All right, well, thank you, Crosby. You have a good night, and look forward to, you know, big, great things to you. I'll be perving your profile more often now.
Yes, and also, just one more thing real quick. If you got a dream, go for it. I don't care who's saying what's saying who may back that, who may talk behind your back, who may talk in front of it. If you feel passionately and strong enough that you want to do it, go and do it. No one can stop you but you.
And that's why you're my little brother.
Oh,
all right, Crosby. Thank you for being on my show. You have a good night. Give your mom a hug, and hopefully we'll be able to hang out someday soon.
No problem. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Caterpie. One time. Yo, it's like life back in 93. All up in your face, yeah. Yo, cat, so drop the beat, okay. Yo, back in 93, I was sitting in place. A young cat dude all up in your face. Rockin' Patrick Ewing kicks with the Jewins on the sleeve. A pair of six specs with Jamina, that's me. Now it's 2K13 and I got
got a little swag. Doing big things, so you know I got to brag. I designed the suit with the Jacobs on the wrist. Below the DJ Henry band, it stays tight and fixed. And yeah, you know I got it going on. Looking like a phenomenon. You say you want a fact, like I'm God's effect. With a booming type beat, get you checked into the neck. Now you know, I got it all down in place. Now I just need to fill this empty space. Went around the way, girl, a down shorty girl. A girl that can make my world bigger than the world, that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
Yeah.
All of the time. You are that girl I've been looking for.
Yeah.
All of the time.
And yeah, now we on the verse two. I got a wicked, wicked flow that'll make you move. It'll make you get go every time you hit the flow. So good in the hood, cause you know we about to blow. Now girl, you know that I got your back. Anything that's left, yo, that's wicked, wicked whack. Cause you're the one for me, the star on my team. The girl that I'm looking for, the only one for me. And that's word.
You are that girl I've been looking for.
Pleasure, my eyes get to see you. Dibble in this place, pearly whites across the face. Body straight lace, running apple bottom waist. How about we get a drink and converse? Your body's rich, but I'm trying to see what your mind's worth. Trust, love, I ain't playing games with your heart. I'm beyond the backstreets, I wanna love you from the start. Wanna reach new heights, the one who is possible. Redefine love to those who find it impossible. I'm trying to turn your grin into a smile. Stretch out these few steps and then stretch them to a mile. I'm talking about a dinner for two, rendezvous, top of the hub, downline view, cause baby, you a star in my eyes, I think I found the girl in my dreams, surprise, surprise.
Now let me tell you the story about this cool out cat, they call him Caterpie, the one over the track. He's a down cool brother, he count his number, and he's just getting started, getting bread in the butter now. Shorty, if you're looking for a dude to be down, every moment, every second, he'll be around, cause he'll always have your back, no matter the attack, cause baby, you're that girl, and you know that's a fact, and that's word.
Yeah.